Alan Johnson is Child Poverty Action Group's housing spokesperson and author of the alternative review into Kāinga Ora's financial position. He's had a long career in both the government and NGO sector as a policy analyst, and today we welcome him to talk with us. He's formerly a chair of Community Housing Aotearoa. Alan, thanks very much for joining us on the program today. Tēnā koe. Good to have you with us. Well, a review led by Bill English into Kāinga Ora has been described by public housing advocates as a way to reduce the state's role in public housing. Do you think that that is what we will witness here? How true do you find that statement to be?
I think it's true. I think what will happen in time is that two things will happen. One is that there'll be a de-evolution, so to speak, of social housing into so-called community organisations, which really are just captured by the state, but more or less sort of nominally in the community. But I think, too, that we'll see a reduction in budgets, that we'll see fewer houses being built to alleviate the housing crisis and the housing shortfall that we have.
Do you think we need the state to build more state-owned houses to solve the housing crisis, or is there another way?
Look, we really believe that the state has to step up and do the money, to be honest. Look, we've got a significant shortfall in social housing. Our social housing stock is about 3.4% of the total housing stock. Across the OECD, which is the wealthy countries, the average is 7%. We have to, if we are to address the consistent homelessness that we see on the streets and in garages around our communities, we actually have to lift the proportion of state housing as a portion of the housing stock. Our view is that you have to at least be looking to build 5,000 houses a year for the next 10 or 15 years. Only the state can do that. It's foolish to believe that somehow a whole lot of community groups, including iwi and hapu organisations, can get that scale.
The government say that they won't sell off state houses. However, the report by Bill English makes recommendations to create community housing associations, which Public Housing Futures and Child Poverty Action Group warn could see the state withdraw from building the public homes that we need. Kōrero mai, please.
Look, I think it's accurate that the government, or Bill English, is proposing to set up these community housing associations, which are sort of parallel to what's occurred in the UK. The reality is that they become sort of the worst of both worlds. They have no accountability as the state would have, and their scale and their scope is such that they don't really reach into communities. They're a bit like health boards, to be honest, where the health boards were nominally meant to run our health system, but they're largely run by the government and had very little accountability back to local communities. And I think that would be the case with community housing associations.
So what to do about the situation with Kāinga Ora? What would be a better model going forward, and what is Child Poverty Action Group, on behalf of whānau who desperately need homes, what is the suggestion you're tabling, and what actions are you taking to draw attention to the difficulties that the housing sector are facing as we speak?
Our view is that the state has to have a significant role in housing, and that we actually have to work towards that as a long-term goal. This is a one government thing. This should be a generational commitment to our whānau, and in particular to our competency, that actually we will build a stock of housing that people are proud to live in and can live in affordably and comfortably. That's our ambition. How we achieve that, of course, is a political question, and our view is that we need to mobilise people, as we've seen them mobilise around housing issues in the past, to say, actually, this is the vision that we want to work towards. One of our ambitions is to ensure that as the government possibly goes to start selling sites that could be used for housing, that we mobilise local communities to become involved in protests around that. We've seen that previously, that people come out and actually care about these things, and we think they do still.
Alan, what are you making of the infill that's occurring certainly across Tāmaki Makaurau, everywhere you look? Single houses are being replaced with five, and it just seems like we are moving at pace with housing construction, but we always seem to be dragging the chain as far as needs are concerned.
I live in South Auckland, you know, just in my neighbourhood, right beside me, there was one house that was replaced by five. I think many of the listeners will have that experience right close to them. I don't think it's a bad thing that we're packing people into the whenua that we've got within the urban area. I think it's efficient and it makes more sense. The reality is, though, that housing's not affordable. That housing, if it's built by the private sector, is going for $700,000-$800,000 a year. A pop. And the reality is that the average whānau working on minimum wages can't afford to even pay the rent on that, let alone buy it. And I think that's the problem we face in Aotearoa, that there's this mismatch between incomes and housing costs, which is just going to get worse unless there's, you know, significant change made both to the way housing markets work and to our tax policy.
What about a capital gains tax? It appears that other countries invest in the stock market and other vehicles. And in New Zealand, we have almost a fascination with housing investment. And the more moneyed up people who are buying houses deny those getting a start. Have we got the whole sort of system or structure askew?
Look, that's exactly right. Inequality is driven by the fact that we don't tax well. The wealthiest people in the country pay the lowest tax rates. We don't support a capital gains tax, but we certainly support a wealth tax of some sort. We think a wealth tax is fairer in terms of taxing, you know, wealth of, say, above $5 million personal wealth as a way of, regardless of how you choose to hold your wealth, whether it's in housing or in shares or in a business or whatever it is, you're going to pay the same tax, and then people can work it out from there. You're right, too, that the housing market dominates the New Zealand economy to the point that almost nothing else matters, and I think that's a great shame. And we could address that and balance by it through our tax policies.
How useful are you finding this review by Bill English?
I think the review was useful in terms of it sort of pointing to the, you know, the problems Kāinga had with debt and with the ballooning sort of cost structure, partly driven by more and more staff and partly driven by a mandate from the previous government that wasn't funded. As we've said in our review, the previous government had big ambitions for Kāinga but didn't have an ambition to pay for it. And Kāinga suffered from that because they've largely expanded their base and scale, but they actually haven't had the funding to do that, and they've had to borrow heavily to do that. And now they're left basically stuck with a government that's not sympathetic to their cause. And there is going to be some sort of attrition, some sort of downturn in terms of what Kāinga Ora does. My view is that within a year we won't see them building any houses, which is a great shame.
And just looking at the housing scene as far as the money that Child Poverty Action Group is doing, I mean, how important the housing side of this amidst the other work that Te Rōpū is promoting?
Our view is that housing is critical to alleviating poverty. If you go to any community group to talk about housing anywhere in Aotearoa, within about 2 or 3 minutes you're talking about housing poverty, and you're talking about the problems people have in affording housing. So child poverty, whānau poverty, housing poverty are all related. And sure, it's not the solution isn't just in housing, but our view is a significant part of that. We also believe that there should be some acknowledgement of the problems whānau are having in getting food on the table and what we can do to start to address those problems, as well as the fact that that our income structure and our tax system aren't fair. So those are the three main that we're particularly focused on.
Do you anticipate any relief in the housing scene from the forthcoming budget?
Look, I think it's going to probably get worse in the forthcoming budget. It appears to us that the finance minister actually wants to bring the recession about. Right now, they should be looking to try and support the construction industry by promising to build more state houses. We're going to see the reverse, and we're going to see, as listeners will know, the construction sector is in decline. People are going to Australia in droves simply because the work is there and not here. Ideally, we should be looking at what we can do to stop that, but I think the budget will ignore those problems and make things worse.